You know, I had plans to do really good things with this podcast, but I don't have a lot of time in my life. So here I am sitting here Monday night. I plan on doing these every Tuesday for as long as I feel like it. And I don't really have anything lined up now. So I think I'm going to have a little fun. Maybe this will be something that kind of becomes a staple. But I didn't plan very well for this week. I had ideas, and I mean, this is a podcast I wanted to do well on going into Arch Madness, but we could still have fun. There's always an opportunity to have fun. Welcome to the second episode of the Wyatt Wheeler Podcast. I am Wyatt Wheeler, and I don't have anything lined up for today. I feel like this is going to become a regular thing where I get to Monday night and I'm just like, what in the world should I do? But I got ideas. I've been sitting around thinking like, oh God, what do I do? But I figured out what I can't do. And I think I am going to just call a couple people randomly and just ask them some questions. And I think they're people that will start to become a regular staple here. One is somebody that I consider a demon and a good friend, and the other is Blaine. And Blaine's always good when we get him on here, even though we only had him on here once, and that was the only episode. But twice will be double as good, and he's got some thoughts, and I got some thoughts on Missouri State going into Arch Madness. Of course, they did not end up being conference champions like they could have been if they won two straight games, but instead they've lost 3 out of 4, and they start up play on Friday at 2:30 in St. Louis, and I'm looking forward to that. I think they got a good matchup to open up with, and then once you get in the semifinals, anything can go from there. So we'll see. I think there's going to be some fun, and I think Blaine's got some good thoughts, and I think we can have good discussion. But let's call a demon.
Hello.
Hi, Bailey. Welcome to the Wyatt Wheeler Podcast.
Is this a joke?
No, you're on it right now. How are you doing?
I wish you were kidding. I am doing well.
Well, I forgot to do stuff this week. I forgot to do anything to get it lined up. So I was just like, I'm gonna call Bailey out of nowhere.
I don't even have the phone number that you called me from, and I was like, who is calling me?
Well, don't save it, because I don't want you to have this number.
I wasn't going to save it anyways. No worries.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to explain your love for biscuits and gravy, and I wanted your take on buffet pizza.
You want me to explain my love for biscuits and gravy?
Yep, soggy bread.
It is not soggy bread, for starters. It is a great breakfast meal. I've been eating it literally my entire life. Most restaurants' biscuits and gravy is awful. Homemade's where it's at. You have terrible opinions on food, so.
Well, I don't think you're correct there. Why don't you eat the biscuits and gravy from a restaurant?
They just aren't as good. Especially if it's not sausage gravy. It has to be sausage gravy.
Are you saying you're a better cook?
I'm not saying I'm a better cook, but I do make some good biscuits and gravy.
What else can you cook?
I can make pasta bakes, which are really good, I hear, except you don't like pasta, so...
No, I don't like most food.
Yeah, I know.
I've been eating...
Which is why I'm surprised you don't like buffet pizza.
I've been eating egg whites, like, every day for the past month and a half.
Do you not like egg yolks?
Well, I think when you get rid of the yolks, it's just like a wetter egg. And I don't like it, like, runny, you know? Just, like, a little hard. I like it a little wetter.
Okay.
You throw some sea salt on it, and you're good to go.
Is that all you've been eating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds not healthy, but...
I figured some things out. Do you like buffet pizza then?
I mean, it depends on what the buffet is. Like, incredible pizza, probably not, because, you know, kids' grimy little hands are all over that pizza. Which I guess can be said for any buffet, but
And you don't like
sometimes
children,
you
and
just
you
gotta
don't
take a
like
risk.
children.
I like children all right, but even if you like children, you gotta admit that they're pretty gross.
Yeah, but what if it added a different an extra flavor if you let them touch your pizza?
I'd have to say no.
Well, I wanted you to share your plans, your Iceland plans. Do I keep getting that wrong? Is it Iceland?
You're getting it wrong.
Oh, what is
It's
it?
Sweden.
Sweden? What's the difference between Iceland and Sweden? Please explain.
They're different countries.
Oh. The same president, though, right? They even have presidents, kings, queens. Do you even know that? Do you even know that? And you're gonna go to that country? What?
I honestly have no idea what to expect. I've never been out of the country before. And it's not like a for sure deal yet, but it's very possible, I guess.
And
So
what in God's name are you gonna do there?
I'm gonna take photos.
You can take photos in America. Did you know that you can do that?
Okay, but can I see the Northern Lights from the middle of nowhere, Missouri?
Alaska, that's America.
Alaska is America, but Sweden would be pretty cool.
That's weird. Do you think they have biscuits and gravy there?
In Sweden, probably not.
Well, then it's probably a better place in America, maybe.
Is that what you're basing it off of?
Yeah, I tricked you. I got you.
Darn. You really did.
Why do you think I'm bad at this? You said something the other day that made it hurt my feelings about this.
What?
You're like, Wyatt, you need to be better at radio.
Oh, not that you're bad at radio. I just think it could be improved.
Okay, coach me up right now.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, because I'm probably better at it than you are.
Oh, okay. Got it. Got it.
Not doing a very good at coaching, and I think the pauses is bad radio. And that's on you.
The pauses is bad radio, but I'm just talking about the way you talk on radio. Not necessarily like you have plenty of stuff to talk about. We all know that. But like enunciating and stuff like that,
I don't think you have to be able to pronounce words unless if you get the point across, you get the point across, you know?
I don't think that's how it works, but if it works for you, then that's all that matters.
It's gonna work for my listeners, or they're gonna have to get over it.
Or you'll lose li listeners, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's probably 6 minutes of talking to you so far is making them jump off ship.
Wait, so this is actually like your podcast, like for real right
Yeah,
now?
6:15 in.
Well, Wyatt, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, that was all that I had notes for you. I think I was gonna call Blaine out of nowhere now next because I forgot to get things lined up, and I want to do these every Tuesday. So I'm just like, oh, I'll just call Bailey out of nowhere, and I'll call Blaine out of nowhere, and talk about some basketball.
So you're gonna have me on the podcast talking about biscuits and gravy, and then you're just gonna jump right over to Blaine talking about sports.
Welcome to the Wyatt Wheeler podcast. Do you want to talk about basketball, me and you, right now?
No.
You think the Bears got a shot?
I don't know. I don't follow basketball. I'm awful.
Well, would you have gone to a single game this year and sat in the student section?
I can't say that I would have.
Why not? Do you not have Bear pride? Bear up?
I'm just always working, that's my excuse, but I don't know what everyone else's excuses are.
See, listeners, this is exactly the problem with students, and this is why you hate them all.
Because I work.
Oh, that's what they all say.
Oh, all right. Thanks for your encouragement, Wyatt. I appreciate it.
I think it's important to get that across. It was just a level of interest that I think people wanted to hear about, and you pretty much confirmed it.
Okay, well, my situation isn't the same as everyone else's,
All
so I don't
students
know
are
why
the
everyone
same,
else.
all of them.
Not really, but whatever your listeners want to believe, whatever you want to believe,
Right.
just go for it.
Listeners, if you want to take your frustration out on the students at Bailey Vasali. How do you say your last name? Do I say it wrong all the time?
Vasali.
Vasali.
Yes.
I've been
You've
saying
been saying it wrong
Vasali. I've been saying
forever.
Vasali as long as I've known you.
Yeah, I've had this last name for almost 22 years now, and I've just kind of gotten used to people mispronouncing it, so I just let it slide most of the time.
Vasali?
Vasali.
Kind of like Sally, but va.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
You should
that's
change
exactly
that.
how it is.
You should change that.
Well,
Change it to what
what do you
everybody
think?
else says, and then that's the way it is.
No, it's not how it works. I'm not sure my ancestors would like that much.
Your ancestors, the ants, you just do it you. You gotta do you.
But I like my last name the way it is, so.
Vasali?
Vasali.
Do you say it with like a country twang or?
Nope, just say it with my plain old voice.
I go Vasali. Just a little country in there.
Vasali. Cheers.
Vasali likes biscuits and gravy.
Is it time for me to call Blaine yet?
Yeah, we're getting there. I just want to say your name a few more times. Vasali, Vasali. Well, Bailey, I'm glad you picked up the phone, and everybody's gonna hear this, and you're gonna be famous someday. Until you go to Sweden, because they don't have TV and internet there, I don't think. They have igloos.
Okay. Well, you go ahead and call Blaine now, and
And I'll
I'm gonna
probably.
hop off of here.
And you're probably going to send me an angry text now, like, Wyatt, what in the world was that for?
Potentially, but what can I do now? Nothing.
Yep.
And just stop answering phone calls from strange numbers. That's what I need to do.
I'll start calling private.
Yeah, I definitely won't answer those.
We'll see. But Bailey, I thank you for picking up the phone and joining the podcast. We'll talk to you next time probably because I'll forget to line things up again.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Wyatt.
Farewell.
Bye.
Blaine, welcome to the Wyatt Wheeler podcast for the second week in a row.
What's up?
Yeah, I forgot to do anything,
Okay.
and now I'm just recording. I'm calling random people. You're following Bailey. We talked about biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Well, I'm cooking up some mac and cheese and chicken right now. I don't know if that has any tie-in to what you guys are talking
That's
about.
pretty. I ate some chicken earlier today. I got a rotisserie chicken, and it was $5 from Walmart. That's the whole dinner for me.
But it doesn't taste like penguin, huh?
Doesn't taste like penguin. I think penguins would taste fishy.
I mean, you looking forward to that zoo trip? Because we get that 2:30 game.
Yeah, we're going to the zoo. That's
Okay.
the whole re that's pretty much the whole reason why we're going at this point.
Goodness.
Well, you are being recorded right now in the podcast, so we can talk basketball if you want, but I'm down for
Oh.
zoo talk if you want to keep going.
Did not know that I was in the record process. Okay, well, let's talk some March Madness then, because obviously that's what I want to talk about.
I'm good with
Is
penguins if that's what you want.
No, I'd rather talk Arch Madness for the people.
Okay, well, I guess they got the Bailey food takes, but what's your thoughts on Arch Madness?
If any year, I will say this, if any year, this is the year somebody could win 4 games in 4 days. And that team's Illinois State.
I've seen that take more than once today.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you should have launched that thing out there quickly, because you said that yesterday when we were sitting there. Now I'm seeing it on Twitter.
It's not a complex take with how many good teams are in it. I mean, the best 7 seed you'll possibly ever see, even if you go to last year, it's kind of what situation Missouri State was in. I'd say it's similar.
I agree. I grew up a Redbirds fan, so I think it'd be finally cool to see them. I was always a little heartbroken ball boy kid that saw the Cyrus Eldridge get screwed out of a tournament, and it'd warm my heart. But I was sitting there today just writing some postseason stuff, and I'm like, I don't want this season to end.
You're looking at an amazing Valley season. I feel like every time March Madness comes around, it's the best time of the year in the first place, but college basketball is like nothing else, especially when you got a team that could make the NCAA tournament. I mean, look at football, not a whole lot of interest. Then baseball this year, they might still have the opportunity to make the tournament, but your basketball team in the Valley, the way that the Valley is so successful in postseason and all that, how competitive it is, why would you ever want it to end, Wyatt?
I think the years past since we've been around, it's just been so frustrating whether people are calling for a coach to get fired or not. And we're just sitting there like, okay, let's get on to baseball. I mean, you had Jake Berger 2 years ago that's like, okay, we want to watch Jake Berger play. And then last year it was the Jeremy Ironman show. And this year, I mean, baseball will probably figure out some things soon, but it's just like, this year's been too much fun for Missouri State basketball that it was tough to be at JQH Arena for the last time yesterday and the day before covering the men's and women's games.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Men's and women's, both when they're both having fun, that means every fan, whether Lady Bears, men's, and basketball, has been all in all year long. And especially, like you're saying, coming off of football, I mean, who wants to be excited about the end of the football season? We've been thinking basketball for a long time, and especially this Dana Ford thing. We've been waiting for a summer. We've been talking about it for 3 months before the season. So,
yeah,
be here, and it's a satisfaction thing too. With everybody was testing the waters. Everybody was going to be okay with them not being that good. And now there's that satisfaction of wow, this could be a lot more fun. You don't want it to end.
Yeah, I think it's just it's hope. I think the thing is hope. They haven't had that in a while basketball. I know you've been around Missouri State enough to know that basketball is the thing in Springfield. And I mean, look at the high school, the hype around high school stuff too. Like basketball's king in Southwest Missouri, and Missouri State's men's basketball team is the is the marquee program in the area, so it's really fun for it to be relevant at this time of the year instead of everybody just angry and wanting it to end.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about this possibly yesterday. Just there's nowhere else around here. If you're talking sports, you're talking Missouri State and Springfield, and if you're talking basketball, like you said, a lot of the times they've had to go to the Tournament of Champions because there wasn't good college basketball, or go to the Blue and Gold or stuff of that nature, just because they've been waiting for a while and tired of trying to travel to watch OKC games or whatever. Now we get good basketball finally back in Springfield. But
yeah,
I'm still cooking here with my left hand and trying to talk at the same time. I might see if I'm making any sense.
But no, you're good. Cook away. What? I wish I was able to cook. I just buy things from Walmart and sit down, or I make egg whites.
What about this, though? How about this? Still possible. You're looking at a long, long, long shot here. Bears win the Valley Tournament, win Arch Madness, win a couple games. You could be in the Midwest Regional in Kansas City. Or a Valley team, doesn't have to be the Bears, playing a game in the Kansas City Regional. Would you go watch?
Ooh, Kansas City Regional?
Yep.
That would put a... Yeah, that... got to go see that, I would think. That's fun.
Yeah.
Depends on how busy the workload is that weekend, but it's if it's that close. See, that's the thing I'm worried about with Missouri State. I would be able to travel anywhere. And I don't want to travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Des Moines, Iowa. I want to go to Florida.
Yeah, no kidding. Send me on a plane or something.
Yeah, but Who did you have you figured out who you would have as player of the year and stuff?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I honestly think I got to go McGlynn just because just what Drake's done, and he's been the glue. Even when you lose your point guard, he's still been able to keep that middle of the floor pretty clean, and he can step back, hit the threes on everything this year. It's been pretty awesome to watch him. So he's my POY.
That's actually who I went with, too, because I mean, you look at Loyola, they have two guys worth it. That'd be like saying that Kevin Durant deserves it on a team with Steph Curry.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you. Krutwig will win it next year, I think, or De Silva. It'll be a two-man race between them.
Yeah, I think Krutwig...
Maybe Childs a little bit, if Bradley can put anything together, or maybe. I don't know, but I feel like those two are the big headliners for next year.
Yeah, I think Krutwig definitely goes in as the preseason player of the year, and I think Tulio De Silva's right behind him.
Yep.
And I think Tulio's going to be able to play a little more in position next year, especially with the addition of Gage Prem.
Absolutely.
So it's
That's definitely my newcomer of the year, I'd say.
Yeah, and I think I was looking at it today, just looking at some. You assume Tulio's going to win newcomer of the year, and once he's now, where was I going with this? I forget. No. No.
Totally fast.
No, but Tulio's. The Bears have been able to get newcomers of the year in here pretty often. That's where I was going with it because I mean,
it has been, and I've been thinking about that. It really has been pretty amazing.
I mean, they go DaQuan Miller 1 year, the next year's Alize Johnson. They take a year off, and now they got Tulio De Silva, and they weren't even supposed to have him.
Exactly. I think I might have tweeted part of that whenever Tulio got hot during that run. You're thinking, man, he might be the player of the year. At least he showed the athleticism to possibly be pretty early. So I was looking at that. Yeah, DaQuan and Alize and. Yeah.
And Tulio shows some Alize-like things. I mean, he's not he's not as the skills aren't there yet, but he's a similar player to kind of similar player to Alize.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think you're going to have a more similar player to DaQuan with Tyreek Dixon coming in here next year, and he possibly could be a guy that could be on the radar for it next year. So
There's going to be so many characters next year. I think you could even argue that Josh Webster's more deserving than Tulio De Silva for newcomer of the year. Like, there's an argument there. I think you have to see both of them on the all newcomer team. Keandre Cook could slide in there, but I think those two have to be locks.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah, so what do you see? How do you see Friday going for the Bears, Bradley?
I like it. Did you hear some of the things, Bradley? What happened with Elijah Childs and them? Did they?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's definitely something to keep an eye on these next 2 days. Is if he was butting heads with coaches? He didn't play in the second half against Loyola,
right?
So that would help the Bears a little bit if they're starting to blow up from inside. But I guess we'll have to. Just reckless speculate about that until somebody says that it's not true, or if he comes out and starts playing well on Friday.
Right, and he's one of Elijah Childs is probably the guy that I was looking at. I think we were talking about this too. If I'm thinking how Bradley's going to attack a team like Missouri State, they're going to go straight at De Silva. I think they're going to pound the rock inside, try to get him in foul trouble, and just. Try to work around what the Bears don't have in the middle of the floor. So hopefully that's not a problem and we can avoid, as the Bears can avoid, that foul trouble because that is their quickest one weakness that I would see going into this weekend.
Here's a take that I was wondering yours. I was wondering yours on is would the Bears have how many more wins would the Bears have if they had Obadiah Church coming off the bench?
Right. Yeah. I think possibly two, and I'll tell you why, because the Bears' layup shooting or just shooting in general around the basket has not been very good this year. Just not very good. I'd say they probably lose two games because they haven't been able to shoot the ball or make layups. So I think Obadiah, I think, one, he makes more layups, and two, Bears' inability to defend two big guys once, like the Fane Yarbrough. I think he sticks in there and does a better job against Fane, so possibly a easier win against Illinois State, or a easier game against, what, 2 7-footers at Valpo or things like that. So, yeah, I think it'd be crazy not to say the Bears would win a couple more games without him or with him.
I mean, that's like the difference between a conference championship. There is a couple wins. I mean, if if Phil Fane doesn't score 11 straight coming out of a half to for Illinois State in a close the game that ended up being close, it's definitely something to wonder about. But we'll never know.
We will never know, and it's definitely one of those things that it's kind of weird how everybody was just able to drop it and move on just because we're so excited about what Dana Forge was going to be able to do. So,
well, and they started winning, right? They started winning right when it happened, too. I mean, that four-guard lineup is their best lineup. But Church would have been better than what they have coming off the bench. I mean, Church is an upgrade over Darian Scott.
Don't get me started on that, but absolutely.
Yeah, so the win against Bradley puts them up against Loyola. We can say how hard it is to beat three teams in one season all we want, but the numbers show that you beating three teams, beating teams three times in one season happens more often than you think.
Right. We'll see, because Loyola is going to probably just stack in the paint and make the Bears shoot the ball well, and if the Bears can shoot the ball well, which they have both times against Loyola, rather shockingly well, then you're going to win the game. But, I mean, there's no reason to say the Bears couldn't beat Loyola again or even bet against it or even start to think they shouldn't, because the way they played them both times, able to get Krutwig somewhat moving differently, but I mean, all they really have, if you're able to limit everyone else except for Krutwig Towns, maybe getting Custer's grill a little bit. If they can score 20 apiece, you can let them score 20 apiece. And I think you've seen that out of Dana Ford. He's just not going to let the other guys score and cut off lanes for other guys to not make an impact. So
yeah, and I've been saying
Loyola's pretty. You can put a damper on what they want to do just because they're so heavy-handed on just so few guys. That makes sense.
Yeah, I've been saying ever since they started playing better defense is that all the offense has to be is average. And it just hasn't been average the last few games. You can blame fatigue. You could blame just not having the talent right now to be able to put up big numbers. Mm-hmm. But it just needs to be average with the way that they play. And they've been kind of taken out of what they like to do the past few games, whether it's that slow offense they like to run. They have to slow it. They've had to speed up a little bit in recent games. It's kind of taking them out of what they want to do, and I think that's really kind of it's kind of hurt them these last few games. But they'll be able to figure some of that out going into Friday.
Yeah, and I think a week off will be pretty good for them after that Drake thing. They look tired there at the end. Do you think they did?
Yeah, I think they got to be tired. You're running seven guys, really. Kabir and Darian played. Darian played a little more than I'm sure they would have liked them to. You saw Tulio going to the bench pretty early. And I think you got to get that week rest going into a Friday game. Just save some legs for three games in 3 days, hopefully.
And do you think there is any chance, we'll pull this one out, any chance of a Loyola upset in the first round?
I don't think so.
Nope.
No, I think the Indiana State hasn't beaten a team twice in 1 year, and Indiana State hasn't won two in a row in conference play all year.
Right.
And who are they playing?
Valpo.
And Valpo's so banged up that
Lucas is out, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been out most of the year, and I think they've just been kind of a mess. I think they've lost three straight going into this tournament. So I think Loyola pretty much gets an easy win in that one. They go play the winner of whoever comes out of Bradley and Missouri State.
Yeah, and if I'm looking at matchups, which one intrigues you the most? Is it Southern UNI or is it Missouri State Bradley?
Probably Southern UNI. I think Barry's kind of had his team turned on a little bit. They've been turning it on a little bit here as of late.
Yeah.
And Northern Iowa, they lost this past one pretty bad to Indiana State, but they've been a team that's been able to show that they can go on a run. So I would like to see what Barry can do when he's got the talent there, and they're kind of a little desperate now. And if Barry doesn't win this tournament, he's not coming back more than likely.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to win this one. It's a bunch of seniors that haven't really come together for a big run yet this year. So it's kind of similar to the situation Missouri State was in last year with Lusk going in. They have so much talent. There's the expectations they put on themselves going into the year, and they're kind of going to have to play to keep their coach, or it's going to be the end of the road for him.
Yeah, and remembering last year what that feeling was like, it pretty motivating. I mean, the guy, Bears played pretty well under that circumstance, wouldn't you say?
So, yeah, I mean, they won the first game.
I think it's a good motivation sense to be in if you're Southern Illinois and the players and some of the guys that have had Barry forever. I mean, they're not young by any means, so.
No, I mean, this is an older group. He has a lot of young guys behind him. After Barry loses, after LSIU loses this group right now, I think they're going to be the worst in the conference going into next year. So,
they scare me. I don't want to see Kavion Pippen. I don't want to see Armand Fletcher. Just guys that have been there and just are, excuse me, my battery's dying, but guys that have been there and just are gritty seniors. That's one team that I'm scared about, really, of them being able to put it together.
Yeah, I think if they put it together, I mean, and anybody that the Bears would potentially play in a championship game would be scary. I mean, if Illinois State's able to go on a run, they're scary. Drake's beat the Bears twice, but I mean, Drake lost their starting point guard today, so that's a little less, but who knows how they react to that. And
they've already lost one earlier in the year, so.
Yeah, so it's whoever MSU ends up playing in a championship, I mean, it's a championship game. You're going to see the best from both, so it's it'll be interesting, but I know you're trying to eat.
Yes, and this looked very good. I was just kind of moseying around and whatever, but good talking. And
what are you looking forward to the most at the zoo before you go?
Oh, I just want to see a tiger. Just a fierce tiger with fangs out. Just getting me ready for some March basketball. Just a fierce tiger. Gotta love it. This is my favorite animal.
Who do you think wins in a fight between a panther or a bear?
Well, first, I think a tiger takes both of them, but if we're going panther or bear, you got to say a bear. I mean, all he's got to do is just lay on the panther and he'll be dead.
Yeah, but the panther's got quickness is what I'm saying.
But a bear's just powerful.
Yeah, that's...
doesn't matter how quick that panther is. He could swipe a huge range of...
Yeah, well, I'm really hoping to find some zookeepers. I'm hoping we find some zookeepers while we're there. We could ask them some of these questions.
We could get some good video, good vlog or something on that. So.
It's very true. Yeah. But, Blaine, you enjoy your chicken. I'm glad you picked up the phone. I'm sure you didn't have this number. So.
Yeah, I was curious, but.
Yep, but it's me. It's my work number. But I'll talk to you soon, and thanks for being on the podcast again.
All right, Wyatt.
See you, bud. I would like to thank Blaine Wheeler and Bailey Vasali for joining the second episode of my podcast, the Wyatt Wheeler Podcast. You can support Blaine by visiting BlaineWheelerMedia.com or follow him at BlaineWheeler21. He is Brother Blaine, except he's not my brother, but he kind of is. He's going to do some cool things with his life, but I don't know if the same can be said for Bailey. She'll probably be all right, unless she gets lost in Iceland or wherever she's going, but that wouldn't surprise me one bit. But you can follow her at Bailey Vasali, her Instagram page, too. She's a photographer, so go like some of her photos. Just like the ones from a long time ago, so it kind of creeps her out a little bit. And she's like, what in the world's going on? Because I think that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, that's the end of the second episode. I hope I'm better prepared next week, but I don't think I will be. I could probably do the same format of a show again, probably every single week, if you guys enjoy it. But we'll figure. There's going to be some cool things on here. It's been a kind of a busy week, but whatever. You can follow this podcast on Apple iTunes or podcasts or whatever they call it. I'm an Android guy. Or on Spotify, that's where I get my podcast. This is from Anchor. I'll throw this on Twitter, on Facebook. You'll be able to find it because that's how you did find this one. But thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next week, whether we're reviewing the Missouri State basketball season or if we're talking about a NCAA tournament run. But talk to you next week.